This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust, and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Let's go!
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Bingetown TV. I am Paul, and with me today are Kathleen, Luke, and Jimmy. And we are hitting you guys with the first ever Bingetown Christmas special, covering our first ever How I Met Your Mother episode. I am excited. We are covering season 2, episode 11, How Lily Stole Christmas. Just letting you guys out there know, How I Met Your Mother is my favorite show of all time, and I'm definitely a super fan. Our girl Lean, however, is watching it for the first time.
So it's your girl.
Yeah.
This is as far as she's got.
It's actually essentially Rooks and Vets episode.
It really is.
Because Kathleen's a rook. And yeah, the three of us here, Luke, myself, and Paul, are huge fans of How I Met Your Mother. Myself, I know you're probably the one who's seen it the most, Paul. I've probably seen first six or seven seasons like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times each. But then I feel like for the last three seasons, I've probably only seen it like twice.
And I'm probably similar to that, Jimmy. I think that I've watched the first half of the show so many times and just casually just randomly thrown on episodes throughout college and stuff. But yeah, I think this is, to me, the GOAT of sitcoms.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that Seinfeld and Friends paved the way, but I just don't think they compare in terms of just writing of, you know, long inside jokes and actual plot points and not just going for dumb laughs. But I don't know. I fucking love this show. This is right around the time where I think the show starts stepping it up towards the end of season 2, and season 3 is when it becomes the prime, I'd like to say. So this is good. Kathleen doesn't know too much about the future. She knows a couple vague things.
So I think the only spoiler I do not want is obviously who Ted ends up with. That's where I draw the line. I don't give a fuck about anything else. I have another podcast. I did a season 6 episode one time. So I've seen random episodes. These boys are fucking obsessed. I will admit it's a blind spot of mine. There's 7 Bingetown boys, me included, me being one of the boys. And I don't like that I don't understand the How I Met Your Mother jokes. Like, I don't like being left out. I have FOMO. So I'm excited to be part of it.
So many of our things that we say come from How I Met Your Mother. 100%. It's unbelievable. And I watched with my fiance maybe 4 years ago for her first time going through it. I don't know if I've really watched since. So I watched so much years and years ago over and over and over. And then I took a break. And I just want to say, man, I turned it on and I had a huge smile hearing the theme song. I was
As soon as that beat kicks in, my God.
Well, I remember a conversation we had years ago where you and Steph were watching through Friends and we were talking. You're like, I don't know, man. Friends might be better than How I Met Your Mother. I mean, watching through, it's so funny. And then a few weeks later, you started How I Met Your Mother and you're like, nah, dude. How I Met Your Mother is better.
It's recency bias when it comes to either one, but I definitely go How I Met Your Mother over Friends, but I will be the one of all 7 of us that goes Friends is very close to How I Met Your Mother.
Listen,
I do love Friends, to be honest.
Technically, I've only seen up to season 2, episode 11, right? Knowing these boys, How I Met Your Mother is like you guys. Mm-hmm. Friends is different. Friends is almost not unrelatable. How they're like living in the city, they're young, like New York City. It's like you couldn't, like, there's no way.
And another point about How I Met Your Mother that I always think about just randomly is it's so similar to Family Guy in a way that it has cutaways and clips all the time, which I think it does better than any show. Like, really, sitcoms don't really do that. I would say like Friends is always just pretty straightforward and stuff. Just the way that How I Met Your Mother tells stories and creates these longstanding jokes. And we're going to talk about some of them. And I think there's a couple in this specific episode. You know, we always have the classic legend, Wait for It, Derry. Like that becomes like an empire of its own for Barney's character. Yep. Yeah. There's just so many good things that they plant seeds this early in, and we're just going to talk about that.
They won and got nominated for Emmys for a reason. I mean, the writing throughout each individual episode is great because they have one theme going on through whatever storylines, and then they'll bring it back. But like the ongoing jokes of season after season, I mean, the slaps, Kathleen is just getting introduced to that. Yeah. And it's, you just watched Robin Sparkles.
Love for the first Robin time. Sparkles. Let's go to the mall, baby.
I mean, it's season after season when you get just an ongoing theme, it just makes you so happy that you get it and you feel rewarded.
Yeah. You know what episode I really liked? It's right after Lily comes back from California. Yeah. And Ted's family comes, and it keeps cutting away to different parts of the same day.
Yeah.
That was a well done episode. I was watching it and just laughing. I'm like, this is good.
There's so many like that.
They just have really creative, stylistic directing episodes that happen so many times, and they're always a hit.
I think that the show, and again, we said we're not going to get too much into this stuff, but I think that the show had an issue because the writers thought it was going to be shorter. Mm-hmm. You know, they thought it was going to be 3, 4, 5 seasons. And then CBS kept saying more. Kathleen already knows, you know, she got spoiled with the Barney Robin thing for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that if they stopped, they used the same ending, but stopped around 4, 5, 6, whatever, and never went the Barney Robin thing, it would be top show of all time. Not just sitcoms. Like, that's how good I would have, you know.
It just
was so popular. CBS was like, give us more. And they were like, we just got to write shit then, you know.
Let me just say that, and before we get in, first of all, I love Marshall. Marshall's my favorite character. Ted would date. Totally kissable. Love this fucking guy. But I wish that, I think I texted you guys early on being like, I know that Ted and Robin don't end up together. And I cannot believe that. Like, it makes me so sad to fucking know that.
Well, and I'm just like, because all the episodes are basically,
I'm just like, they shouldn't have had them date in season two, because then I'm like, it's not gonna last.
Well, that's the thing. Like, they have to have them date in season two because they thought, who knows how long it's gonna go, because it's an important plot point. But that's the thing, the longer it goes, the less involved.
That's a good point to jump into this episode off of, is just talking about the context, because I know for me at least, it's always tough to know where Ted is with this relationship if you're just going to watch a random single episode. So in this episode, season 2, episode 11, How Lily Stole Christmas, the context is Marshall and Lily are back together after they had this horrific breakup the summer before.
She was a Grinch.
Really?
And yeah, so that's where they are. And they're kind of predictable. Like, they're always really together. But Ted and Robin are dating for the first time.
This is like their height of, like, they're actually dating and they're going, you know.
They hooked up in the first episode or two, right?
Season finale. Yeah, they hooked up in episode one.
Yeah.
And then the season finale of season one was when Ted made it rain.
Yep.
And then that's when they get together.
Okay.
And as far as Kathleen knows,
I watched 20 episodes.
They're still together to this day.
Hours, so I do not remember any specific episode, really, because I watched so many.
Ted made it rain, man.
Yeah.
They're just happily together right now, Ted and Robin.
Mm-hmm. Does Robin always have 5 dogs? That's insane.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah.
She does not.
Well, yeah. But do you remember why?
Because Josh Radnor is allergic, right?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Like
he's allergic to dogs, so they had to get rid of it.
They had to write him off.
Yeah. I was like, that seems like a hassle.
It's a storyline, though. It is a storyline.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad they do that.
That's the thing about How I Met Your Mother, is they pretty much address every single thing you could possibly think of, even the stuff that just gets brought up in the background in early seasons, like the dogs and stuff like that. Like, that gets addressed.
Speaking of Robin's apartment, in season one, I don't know if you remember, she won a LAMA award, a local area media award.
Mm-hmm.
She has that on her fireplace in her apartment in the background for the rest of the show.
And they never comment on it. It's just there.
Yeah.
Blue brass
French
horn.
Well, that's a little bit more important.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the full blue quartet that he.
Yeah.
That
listen,
they want pizza.
All we can say is everything
matters.
Goes back and forth, comes back, disappears, come back. Everything has a reason.
Mm-hmm. I stand writers that pay attention and keep things in mind. So,
well, these writers, season one, they knew the story. They knew how it was going to end.
Yep.
And then when they got forced to basically write a few more seasons, they said, like, well, we're still sticking with our ending. And that's why it's so controversial.
Yeah.
I don't know. I enjoy
it. They tried to make this.
We said we weren't going to talk about it. Yeah.
Listen. Yeah, we'll talk about it. We're going to do a bracket. We're going to do our favorite comedies. We're going to have a showdown with Friends versus How Many Mother, I guarantee. We'll talk about it. But yeah, I mean, it's a very polarizing show.
All right. Should we?
Let's dive
finally get into it. All right. So we start with Ted going, kids, have I ever told you about? And he's talking about Christmas. And he says, I have three options. He can either go spend Christmas Eve with his mom and Clint, his dad, and his new microbrewing hobby.
Yeah.
Or he could go to Staten Island with his super religious cousin Stacy and her family.
Yep.
So obviously he chose to stay home. Mm-hmm. Because those are all awful options.
And wait, so Clint has some of the funniest material ever, like way down the line.
Really?
So
Clint's
remember great. Him because his character now, what you get in this episode, does not link up with how he is later.
But it's still funny. Like, I love the scene within this episode too. Hey, buddy.
Yeah. That's
so
awesome.
In the just because I binged so much in the last 2 days, there's a funny bit where Ted finds out that his mom and dad are separated, and his dad's like, I never told you the story of how I met your mother. It was at a bar. Yeah. And that's it. And I was like, that's funny.
Yeah, Ted's like, story. That's it? I think it was an Irish bar.
Yeah.
But in that, it's funny you bring that up, because I think in that exact conversation, Ted also finds out that his parents are divorced and his mom is dating somebody.
Clint. Yeah.
His old orthodontist.
He's like, yep, same guy.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
So that's where we're at right now. Ted just does not want a piece of his mom or his dad or a super religious cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously he stays home and they're in the apartment. Lily has her Christmas Wonderland out.
Great.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Paul, you forgot something very important. Lily is looking fine in the season.
Season
the
two.
Dark hair?
Season two Lily is.
Bee's knees. What'd you say, Paz?
Robin is just so much hotter.
Oh, I don't know.
But let me just say, as a Christmas episode, I fuck with the Nutcracker music throughout the whole episode. Every single song is a Nutcracker song. Just
good
in case.
Thing you say that because I didn't even.
Yeah, notice. I think Sugar Plum Fairy is playing right on this scene when they're going over all the
it's awesome.
The Christmas decorations. And Marshall comes out of Lily and Marshall's room and he has his eyes closed and he's like, all right, I have a paper. I need to write. I have to get it done tonight, and I don't deserve to see this Christmas Wonderland until after I get it done. Yep.
It's his prize.
Yeah, that he says, all right, I'm going to the library. I'm writing this paper. I'll be back at 5. Save me at least 20 cookies, and do not clean the bowl.
Yeah.
So,
this entire episode is the epitome of Marshall. Like, if you look at this episode alone, every part of Marshall's personality is really highlighted throughout it. I'll bring it up again in a little bit, but I just want to say that's part of it. And that stays forever, how he has these childish mannerisms about certain things. And he just goes for it 100%.
So,
that's why I think he's my favorite. He's so genuine and sincere. With everything he does.
Yep.
He's
fucking love that guy.
He's definitely the nicest character in the show, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how he was like, save me at least 20 cookies.
Yeah.
Like, that is an insane amount.
He's like, is that a reindeer? Don't tell me.
Don't tell me. Dude, so good. He's literally a child the night before Christmas. So he leaves to go write the paper. Lily and Ted, they're going around, and Lily's like, hey, I found this old answering machine. Ted says, we put it away when you guys break up because Marshall is just, you know.
It reminded Marshall that you left messages.
Yeah, exactly. So now that you're back here, I say we plug it back in. They plug it in and they say, some messages. They play it. First one, Ted's dad.
Yep.
Say, hey, I'm going fishing with my buddy Clint.
Yeah, Clint.
Same Clint. That's so funny. And then goes to the second message and it's Ted. Mm-hmm. He goes, hey, Marshall, are you still moping on the couch waiting around for Lily? Come on, time to get up. You got to get over her. You got to get over that Grinch.
Cunt! I had to say it first.
Okay, here's the thing. I am so glad that it's cunt. And I thought it was bitch, and I was like, come on, Lily, don't be such a upset over the word bitch. I get called a bitch all the time.
They say ass, bitch, bastard, all in How I Met Your Mother. So.
Okay, so it's cunt.
Mm-hmm.
That's the agreement, baby.
My favorite word.
So could you imagine standing there listening as Ted, which this message that you 100% forgot about.
Yeah, yeah.
And you look up at the person who you just called, a Grinch, like, that's so awkward.
Let's all agree that Lily completely overreacted this episode, yes.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
And, but two, it is, I like to believe, it's her own guilt making her mad. Like, she probably feels so guilty about what she did that she's taking it out on Ted. But there's, like, some, like, really good themes at the end of this episode that I can't wait to talk
because
about.
When they're talking about it and Ted doesn't apologize at all. They start saying things, and he goes, "Well, this summer you were kind of a Grinch."
Yeah.
Instead of he just goes in, leans into it because she was, you know.
Like, I apologize, but I'm not sorry.
Yeah, he's like, the first thing out of my mouth was sorry. Sorry, I'm not apologizing.
This is when they're in the bar right after recapping it.
Oh, and Robin's just like, oh.
And then we get
the first thing Ted says when he hears it. Lily goes, "Why would you call me that?" Barney. That was Barney.
Yeah.
Like, he just throws him under the bus. So they get in a fight.
And then he says, it's Marshall.
Yeah. Marshall's leaving his self a message.
But they get in a fight. Ted goes down to the bar where he finds Robin and Barney.
Vivian Mosby.
Yeah.
But the best part is that his middle name is something stupid.
It's Evelyn.
Yeah. It's Evelyn, not Vivian.
Do you kiss your mother with that mouth?
Mm. So we actually get a flashback after Lily says, "Why would you call me that?"
Yeah.
And it was right after Lily broke up with Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the couch. He's hugging a pillow, saying, "I lost the perfect woman. Should have knocked her up when I had the chance."
Yeah.
And Ted's like, "All right, you know what? Like, that's enough. Like, give me your cereal. Give me your food.
It's ice cream.
Yeah, it's ice cream." He's like, "You can get your ice cream back when you say something bad about Lily." So what would you say about Lily going to California? Fiercely independent, brave, maybe a little selfish. Yeah. Like, there you go, buddy.
Yeah.
So that turns into, he cuts to the bar, and Marshall's going, "Yeah, Lily was a left slut. She'd laugh about anything." So they're finally getting over it.
Yeah. "We thought she was laughing at Weekend at Bernie's, but it was actually Weekend at Bernie's, too."
Which is, that comes back into later. She's like, everything comes back.
And at this point, is Barney showing signs of sickness?
Mm. Yeah. Right?
They haven't addressed it yet, but he's like
got the
sniffling.
Nasally, Yeah.
This is, like, the most anti- pro COVID, whatever one it would be, episode there is, because he's like walking around sneezing on girls and shit and like touching people. Oh, so
the physical comedy of him in the hallway when like Ted's bringing the beer is really good. Like, I was like, to Neil Patrick Harris,
dude, that's great. He's just the man, seriously.
Throughout this show, just watches like physical acting, like dumb little like sit down and fall off gags, or it's so good.
Was he? As so, I would say, like, looking at this cast now, I would say he's probably the best actor of them all. Was he that in the beginning too? Like, did people know who Neil Patrick Harris was?
Well, Doogie Howser, he was a big deal. But then he was kind of, I don't want to say like disappearing, but then he did Howard and Kumar, and he was the exaggerated version of himself, and it was so funny that literally they said that's why they decided he would be Barney, the creators, and that brought him into How I Met Your Mother.
I left some love stains in your backseat.
I'm not gonna lie, it pisses me off a lot, but I do, I like, he's good. I can't deny that he's good.
I mean, as a quadruple threat of everything, he blows everyone out of the water. I mean, that's not saying anything bad about the others either.
Yeah, you know?
I think at this point, the celebrity status was like, Barney was the most known, and then Allison Hannigan was like right underneath.
She would definitely be,
It was like Allison Hannigan and Jason Segel were kind of like right there. I feel like
Jason Segel would definitely be lower than Allison Hannigan at this point, because none of his movies came out yet until like, what would it be, like 2, 3, 4 season.
Hear Jason Segel is just the nicest fucking guy.
Yeah. Is he?
Like, he had a movie in Philly, and anyone who bumped into him, he would be like, "Yeah, let's take a picture," everything.
That's awesome.
It sucks towards the end of the series, because he did get so big, he was doing other movies. Yeah. It actually hurts the quality of the final season, because he physically couldn't be there with them, so they have to write this weird storyline where they're not together for a while. And
I'm pretty sure, I mean, there was huge rumors that he was ready to be done for seasons, like from like seven on probably, because he was, I love you, man, for getting Sarah Marshall, the Muppets. You can't, like, he was just blowing up.
Mm-hmm. The Muppets?
The Muppets remake movie. He like did the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Like he was part of it. He created it.
Damn.
Dracula musical.
Yeah, I'm just putting that together. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So Lily and Ted, after they go to that flashback, Ted saying, like, I'm his best friend. That's my job.
Mm-hmm.
Lily saying, your job is to call me that? Yep. So they go to the bar, and as you guys were saying, Barney, it goes, Ted, Vivian Mosby. Well, they were saying, at least you apologize. He goes, oh, yeah, I apologize. Yeah. He goes, I'm sorry, but I'm not apologizing. Yeah. That summer, you were kind of a Grinch.
Yeah.
That's when it cuts back. Does the? That's when it actually does the Vivian Mosby. So then he goes, you kiss your mother with that mouth? Like you've never said that before, talking to Barney.
He goes, I love it.
I don't kiss your mother with my mouth yet. Yeah. And then he sneezes. Yeah. And this is where it gets into Ted going, yo, are you sick? Is it sick to find maturity and experience sexy? He was like, no, like, are you actually sick? And he was like, oh, yeah, my nose is just overflowing with awesome. And I just had to get some out. That, I think, is one of the cheesiest awesome lines. I love the awesome lines, but I don't know.
Dude,
I think you, it shows that you're being sick here because that was not too good.
And then the part where where he's like, Barney's gets Ted to say Grinch again while the girl's walking by.
He's like, all right, then just say it again. Yeah. Or like, just say it right now. You would say it in this bar or something like that.
Grinch.
Like,
yeah, the chick stops, looks at Ted like, what the fuck? Yeah. Beautiful chick.
Well, listen, let's get into the conversation because I am full on. When you break up with someone, I don't care. You have a loyalty. You pick a side. Because Robin has a good joke where she's like, Ted says something so bad against Lily or something. And Robin's like, wow, I'm so glad you didn't pick sides or something like that. But you do. You pick a side and you have to help them out. And you shit talk the other person. You have to. It's the only way that they're going to get over the person. Even if Ted loves Lily. It's like, she's a cunt, baby. You got to get over her. Mm. Like, sometimes you got to just do that shit.
Yeah, I mean, the argument at the end where Ted says, we were friends, you left me, I feel like that's the exact reason why. Yeah, but
so good.
Yeah, and we'll get into that. But I think actually Lily is reversing it. Like, she thinks that they're friends too. And that's why you're saying, oh, you called me a Grinch? We're friends. But that argument doesn't really work that way, you know?
I totally think Lily was in the wrong, though. Yeah. We don't just leave it. Like,
fuck Lily. Because if she, first of all, called off a wedding. And just crazy. Out of blue walked away. And then if she liked it there, she probably would have stayed.
She also totally sandbagged Ted all the way leading up to the reveal that she leaves. The whole did you get some milk episode?
Yeah.
What a freaking sandbag central to your quote unquote friend. Like
who you may drive all the way out there and then you steal the car. I was like, dude, Lily, I hate you so much.
And then at the end, she acts like she's fine. Yeah, I got the milk or whatever. And then
she's not fine. She fucking leaves anyway.
Yeah.
So I agree. I mean, Ted is just doing his part as a best friend. Lily, she got her feelings hurt because she was a horrible person and got called out on it by getting called a Grinch and she didn't like it.
I mean, the big problem is, you know, they're so close, 8 years, and Lily totally leaves them, leaves them in the dust, comes back, and Marshall is acting like everything's normal, so she expects Ted to as well. And the fact that she's ready for everything to be back to normal, and then she hears him calling her a Grinch, she's like, oh, shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's her point of view, but she's wrong, because she did leave them for 3 months out of nowhere, and you can't just come back and be like, oh, we're good, right?
I let's just talk about it. I loved that Ted was upset that she didn't apologize to him.
Yeah.
I was like, friendship, baby. Yeah. Like, it matters. That really does matter. He left them both. Not only did Lily and Ted were friends and she left, but then she left him to pick up the pieces of his best friend, Marshall. Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Ted's a sensitive guy.
Yeah. And boy, is he. Oh, my God.
She just tries to, like, swoop back in, like, hey, can we get back together? Like, act like everything's fine.
Yep.
And then finally when I guess this is the episode discussing it, but Marshall and Lily made up, but Lily and Ted never made up. She never once thought of Ted. So it pisses me off. Anyway, so Ted realizes maybe I should apologize. They're still at the bar. We get a little scene of Barney hitting on a chick.
Yeah.
I don't see any mistletoe, but and then she's like freaking out. Like she just got sneezed on by a random person. Like Luke was saying too. COVID.
Yeah.
And Barney says, a bless you would be nice. So
I mean, goddamn, MPH, you can't cover your nose when you're sneezing.
That thing was massive.
Yeah.
Even if would have blown his hands away. So they're walking up the steps to the apartment. This is where Robin is saying to Barney, like, you're sick. And he's like, I'm not sick. And then he sneezes twice and gets like thrown against the wall.
Yeah. It was good. It was really good acting.
That's the part right outside the door.
Yeah.
So he has the beer.
Yeah.
Ted walks up. Not a single drop spilled. That's a really cute moment. He's like, whenever I needed to apologize, I brought her beer. I'm like, yes. And also made me really long for a beer at a bar in a mug like that.
Yeah. Ooh, Robin has a line. Says, you know, plus free mug.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, the amount of pictures I've taken from saloon.
Penn State.
No, Penn State.
Okay.
Hashtag not a sponsor.
So they walk in and everything is gone except one little ornament and one little bit of tinsel, like the Grinch. So he was saying she basically ruined it, but at least the beer helped. He chugged the beer real quick.
Honestly, the most insane plot hole of all time is her moving all of those decorations to Queens. Okay, so completely separate. So she had a separate apartment that was like the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
And then she had to look for a new place to live. Mm. This is a completely separate place from the season one Chinese restaurant.
I think this is season 2, episode 2, when Ted and Robin help Lily go looking for apartments.
Yes. And like she like flips the bed down and it rips a hole in the wall. Mm-hmm. So she goes to live with Barney and acts as his wife for a few episodes or an episode, which is a really good episode.
Oh, yeah.
First time you see Barney's apartment.
Barney's apartment is the shit.
Yep.
The TV. Montage of her helping him like girl it up is really funny. Mm. I love it.
So
back in the apartment, who is talking to Barney? Is it Robin that's specifically addressing him?
He's smoking the cigar.
Yeah. He's out on the fire escape smoking the cigar in the freezing cold. Robin goes, Barney, what are you doing? Well, blame Lily for her oppressive no smoking in the apartment rule. It's like Marshall's marrying Al-Qaeda. High five. And this is the first time he sneezed on his hand.
Yeah.
And immediately after requests a high five.
Yeah.
This is just so typical Barty, just trying to make the best of a legendary night, but he obviously can't physically do it. So when he's sitting on the couch, I think he's talking directly to Robin, and he says something like, tonight's going to be legend. And he just like falls asleep.
Wait for it. And then falls asleep.
And then fucking later when Ted is walking out, slams the door, he wakes up, goes, Derry!
Yeah. Always finishes.
So good.
That whole scene is so good because Robin's saying, like, you're sick, just rest. And Barney's like, nah, you don't get it. I'm going to go home, going to pound a sixer Red Bull, you know, maybe play a few rounds of laser tag.
He said hours of laser tag.
Yeah. And he falls asleep on the couch.
Yeah. Well, this is the line. This is actually one of my favorite lines of all time from Barney. When Robin is telling Barney that he's sick, he's like, when I start feeling sick, I stop being sick and be awesome instead.
That's a good line. True story. I like that.
Yeah. So as Ted leaves the apartment, wakes Barney up real quick, what we know is that I think there's 3 hours in between now and when Marshall comes back after finishing his paper. So go
real quick. So Ted goes to call Lily. Mm-hmm. He does the voice dial thing because it was new back then. Does somebody else.
Calls
like,
Billy.
Wow, that's such like a 2002 problem.
Yeah.
Eventually calls Lily. What's up, ass face? So she's still pissed, obviously. They get to talking. She says, I'm not going to come back until you apologize. What you said was mean. She says something like, you know what I would do if one of my kindergartners said that word? Yeah. It's like, guess what, Lily? I'm not a fucking kindergartner. I'm an architecture. I went to college.
Such a dumb argument.
No, I know.
It's like, well, those people are 5 and I am 28, I believe. I can't believe he's 28. He's my age. I call bluff.
That's one of the biggest things. I definitely don't think they're their age.
And then the setup for another good joke later on is when like their conversation ends. It ends on him saying what? What does Ted say to Lily?
He pretty much is just pissed at her and he's going to go see her. But
okay. And she says, later, ass face.
Yeah.
Hangs up.
Calls back about the cookies, right?
Later, don't forget to take the cookies out of the oven. Ass face.
Yeah.
The payoff for that joke later.
Yeah.
When Ted's talking to Marshall on the phone and Marshall's asking him, he's saying, how's the cookies? How do they taste? He goes, kind of store-bought.
Yeah.
Little store-bought.
And then Robin's just like,
freaking out with the fire.
I mean, and then he has another call and it's his mom because Lily did tell on him to his mom.
Yeah.
Ted Evelyn Mosby.
Yeah, we get the real middleman. Yeah. Ted Evelyn, are you acting out? Is this because of the divorce?
And then Ted, just because of Clint. Hey, buddy.
So good, man. Clint is so good for as little bit as he's in. So we get Barney and Robin being sick. Barney is in Ted's bed, which is nasty. I would be pissed if I was Ted.
Right.
And she's trying to feed him soup. And he's saying, oh, it's too hot. Blow on it for me. Ouchies in my mouth.
Yeah, this is where I don't like Barney. I'm like, ew.
It's just.
Yeah. I don't want soup. I want ice cream. You're not getting ice cream because you're sick. My throat hurts. It's also, I hate you. Yeah. He's like a 2-year-old.
Yeah. Like, I hate you. No, don't leave.
So then we cut back to Lily's tiny apartment. And we get a knock on the door. And she gets a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And stands on the bed like she's going to kill Ted.
She doesn't know who it is. She's like, she's in the Bronx. So she thinks it's like an intruder. I
thought it was her expecting Ted.
She knows it's Ted when he says pizza guy.
Yeah, because she gets, okay, I guess you're right.
Yeah, but when the knock happens, she's just thinking she's by herself in the Bronx. So,
okay,
you know.
Okay. That's funny. I've never once thought that. And the multiple times watching this. But yeah, he comes in. She goes, hey, you really thought I was a pizza guy? No, but I thought you would at least bring pizza.
Yep. And he said, he says, well, I brought a beer, but I gave it to a homeless guy on the way here. Yeah, he took it from me.
Yeah. So
that's cute.
He's such a little bitch, though.
Yeah. But I kind of like that about him.
Oh, yeah. He's like the most relatable character. I just love Ted. Yeah.
I just think that in general, like, as I was saying before, how it's more relatable. Like, these guys just like to go to the bar and get fucked up with their friends. It's different than friends.
Yeah.
Like, people compare these two. I think they're trying to, they're getting at two completely different lifestyles, I think. Don't you think?
Yeah, well, Friends ended and How I Met Your Mother just jumped right in their spot. Just people had to think, okay, Friends is ending, How I Met Your Mother starting. It's the replacement, you know?
But McLaren's booth over coffee shop any day of the week.
Hell yeah.
And they make fun of, they make a direct shot at Central Perk.
I don't think Kathleen's seen that before. But
it's season 2, episode like 4 or 5. It's Swarley episode.
Yeah.
Oh, and what do they say?
It's the cold open. They're just sitting in a coffee shop around on the couch and not saying anything. And Barney goes, yep, that settles it. Bar is definitely better than a coffee shop.
Yeah.
You didn't pick that up, but that was a direct shot at Friends.
Yeah.
Damn.
So good.
I'm honestly might not have been fully paying attention, which is sad because I would like to think that I.
I mean, it's just it's an awful premise for Friends just because, you know, you go to a coffee shop in the morning, during the day, maybe right after work. But the joke always in Friends was how the hell are they all going to this coffee shop? Don't they work?
Yeah.
But Clarence makes sense because it's a bar. You go at night.
Yeah.
You
know? Right underneath the apartment too, which is perfect.
There was even a bit where they're like, someone was doing something bad. They're like, we're going to have to stop coming here and maybe be a little healthier because they were just like ordering shit food. And I would assume they go there like every single day. That's what they make it seem.
Oh, they're
like
regulars. All right.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. No, I want to come in and just like have the bartender know what drink I want and just have it ready.
Okay, I have to say something. Even on the Swirly episode, when they're like Swirly, and then the bartender plays where everybody knows your name. I was like, fuck.
Cheers.
That's good.
Swarles Barkley. Is Swarles Barkley here?
Too good. And Robin answers like, oh,
he's,
no.
He's not here.
No, he's not here, but that's a good one. Save that one. So they're in Lily's apartment. Ted has to do like a front somersault over the bed right out of the door just to get in. Lily's saying, I'm not spending Christmas with you. Ted is actually, first of all, he went all the way to the Bronx to visit her.
I say Queens, you're right, it is the Bronx.
Yeah,
to
Bronx.
Apologize. And she is being difficult. And he honestly says, I had no right to say that word. I'm sorry. And Lily is being stubborn and saying, you're still mad at me. Why don't you admit it? Ted's going, I'm not mad at you. Just accept the apology and let's go on.
Yeah.
And Lily goes and says one of the worst things. She goes, I apologize to Marshall and he's forgiven me. Why can't you? And Ted finally hits him with what he's been holding back this whole time. It's because you never apologized to me.
It's good.
And we already covered a lot of that.
Yeah.
It's his best, the best argument I could hope for.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wow, I honestly wasn't expecting that.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah, he's like saying we were supposed to be friends. We spent all college together. And, you know.
The flashback of them high is Chef's Kiss. Is it not?
Hell yeah.
When Marshall walks in and was like,
find outside.
Couldn't find outside.
love
How was the concert?
Just the laugh after is
they hit that exact dorm room set a lot throughout the series, which and it's always hilarious and they're always high.
Yeah. So it's so I love how Marshall's such a component for weed too. There's like an episode coming up where he's talking to somebody young and just like, and stay away from drugs. Except pot. It's the best.
Listen, Kathleen, my parents are from Ohio. I live in the moment.
There's a scene where Ted trying to hype Marshall up. Like, I walked into my dorm room and you were like laying there with your legs up doing this. And Marshall's like, I was so high. I thought you were the dean.
Which, remember that.
Yeah, okay, remember
exactly
that.
Yeah. So Ted says to Lily, you know, I apologize. I'm not mad at you. Let's get over it. Lily's going, oh, you called me a Grinch. And Ted, one of the best lines in the whole show, you were a Grinch. You were a Grinch, 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 Grinchity Grinch.
I would love to hear that in real form.
And then the power goes out.
Yeah, you pissed off the big man upstairs.
Yeah, I'm sure God cares.
No, it's my super. And he's screaming, you talk like that again, I'm shutting off your water for a week.
So pretty much right here, Ted just says, you know what, you win. You can go bring your shit back to the apartment. I'll go to my cousin's. That's it. You win.
So it's Ted walking on the street. He's on the phone with Robin.
This is, yeah.
And Robin's like, oh, yeah, he was getting a little annoying. So I just put some cough syrup in his tea and he's cocked out. You're going to be such a good mother.
Yep.
So Ted is explaining to Robin, I'm just going to go to my cousin's in Staten Island. That way Lily will bring Christmas back to the apartment. I don't want Marshall's Christmas to be ruined just because of me. So.
When
again.
It's really Lily just being a fucking monster.
Being
honestly.
A Grinch.
Like, you're really going to punish Ted for something Marshall did? Like, Marshall, the whole cold open of this episode is how excited Marshall's going to be. And you fucked up recently. You mean to tell me that you're not going to do everything you can to make sure Marshall has a good hot? Like, this whole premise. Nah. Come on, Lily.
Yeah.
Come on.
She's just the worst.
Crazy.
Ted is talking about his cousins saying they don't even believe in Christmas trees or gifts. They think Santa is what Satan does when he's trying to trick you. So, I mean, he's taking one for the team. So then cut back to the apartment, shows Barney just completely knocked out halfway off the bed. And then it also shows Marshall coming in to Christmas Winter Wonderland. Everything is perfect. So what Kathleen was saying, she moved it twice.
Yeah.
In that short amount of time, she moved everything and decorated everything twice. And Marshall's coming in and he's like, holy crap, the magical Christmas season is upon us. He's like a kid. And he sits down and says, you know, I got the best present ever for the best girlfriend ever. Lily said, oh, I thought you were writing your paper. And he goes, oh, no, I blew it off. I'll get an extension. School doesn't matter. Anyway.
His day is incredible.
Yeah, so cool. He goes to the warehouse to get the gift. Says it was back order tracking. It can't find it. Says it just left. You can get it if you run after it. Runs after the truck. He's talking to the guy saying, I think there's a package in the back. I need to look for it. Guy's like, fine. I need to keep moving because I got to try to get as many as he's out by the end of the day as I can. Marshall's like, people aren't going to get their Christmas gifts? not on my watch.
This is exactly what I meant when I said this is the epitome of a Marshall.
Yeah.
Like, view into his entire personality, because you see the endless love he has for Lily, his random childish mannerisms that make him just so lovable, and then third, he's just like the nicest dude in New York. Yep. Like, he would do this for anybody.
Yep.
He started this story, I didn't even say it. He's like, what is that little pitter patter on the roof? Could that be the sound of an awesome Christmas story? He's just a kid.
He is phenomenal.
So he goes around being the nice guy that he is, delivers all the packages. There's a scene where he goes and a dog's like chasing him down the hallway. Finally, he says, yeah, I did all this to get this present for you. Merry Christmas. And she opens it and it's an easy bake oven.
Classic.
She's like, this is what I wanted as a little kid. But my mom would never let me get it because she got me Legos because she didn't want me conforming to gender.
Norms. I love it. It's such a good line. My feminist mom wouldn't let me.
I think Lily's mom, she's only in it twice where she has lines, and it's in season two. It's coming up. And then she's in it for like a literally a picture later on.
Yeah.
But that's just funny that they reference her as like.
Have you seen Lily's dad yet?
No.
It's you're gonna love it. It's Roland from Schitt's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
It's and he is just as wacky as Roland is.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's that in every. He's in Scary Movie with the guy with the wacky.
Yeah, yeah.
He's my strong hand.
My germs.
My germs.
Anyway, so Lily's like, how did you possibly know this? Cuts to a flashback where Ted and Marshall, this, you got to bear with me because it's a flashback within a flashback. So in the first flashback, it's Ted and Marshall at McLaren's saying, oh, what are you getting Lily for Christmas? I don't know. It's the first Christmas since like we've gotten back together. All I could come up with was a jukebox. Ted's like, oh, it's an awesome gift.
Yeah.
Not really. It's this big and dispenses gum. He's like freaking out. He's like, I don't know what to get her. Ted, being the amazing friend that he is like, oh, dude, I got a gift that will blow her mind whole.
Yeah.
And then it's another flashback. And this is where they were in the dorm, couldn't find outside.
Yeah.
And it's just funny because they're just stoned zoning out. And out of nowhere, Lily's like, I always wanted an easy bake oven. Mm. Like, they weren't talking about that before.
Ted's like, that's what I'm going to name my van.
Yeah. So we cut to Ted and the whole family at the dinner table.
And some good lines here.
And quick, what an Easter egg. That is Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Barney's. Oh, did we?
Yeah, no, she doesn't know yet.
Well, doesn't mean anything. It's not a spoiler, but
that kid will make another appearance.
Yeah.
Guys, you can talk about it.
No, else. It's fine. It doesn't matter.
And in season four.
That family itself is never in it again, right?
No. It's just that kid playing somebody else.
Yeah.
Ted's like, hey, kids, like, I got you gifts. Like, don't tell your parents. And the little boy's like, Mom, he got us gifts. And she's like, we'll just give to charity. And the little girl's like, yay. He's like, not you, charity.
The less fortunate.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh.
It's like such a stupid bit that I liked because her name would be fucking Charity.
Yeah. I got you guys presents. Like, God's gift of love?
Yeah.
No, dude, real presents. So they sit down and say, all right, Ted, would you like to say grace? How about somebody else takes it? It's so hard to say. There's so many good pieces of scripture.
It's the Bible. You can't. It's just all good.
Yeah. You say the one in Pulp Fiction's good.
Yeah.
Take it away, Charity.
Yeah. Doorbell rings. Ooh, cool. I'll get it. Hand it. You got it, Charity. Goes over. Charity's already praying. And opens the door. Of course, it's the whole gang. Lily's holding a beer. Stacy says, oh, who is that? Oh, Christmas carolers. Marshall starts it off with the softest, cleanest. He's such a good singer.
And him and Barney both can sing for real.
And then the high harmonizing, Barney comes in being sick.
Yeah.
He's savage. And then Robin's in the background going, like, she's the worst singer out of those three.
She was a fucking Canadian pop sensation.
Yeah, maybe that's why she doesn't sing anymore.
Let's go to the mall, everybody.
Kathleen knew that song, every word to it, but she never saw the episode. She just, her friends played it, so she knew it and loved
it. Let's go to the mall. You won't be sorry.
So they're singing in the background. Lily's saying, I apologize. Ted's like, I don't care. I accept. Give me the beer. Starts chugging it. Kisses Robin. I'm so happy to see you guys. This is the worst Christmas Eve ever. And then Ted says to Lily, you know, Lily, I knew would apologize again. Lily's like, can we just stop? Like, I'm so sick of the apologies. Ted's like, yes, thank God. And Lily says, you know, in your defense, I was kind of being a Grinch. And there's not Tyler, but Tyler standing there. What's a Grinch? It's something you should never say. Immediately turns to his mother. What's a Grinch?
Because you were to 100.
She spits Grinch, out her
Grinch. Grinch.
Could you imagine? Just you're at Christmas Eve dinner, basically, and your infant kids all start just start yelling, cunt. Like, that's so.
If that happened to me, I'd be like, this is karma. This is pure karma from my life.
So Ted obviously runs away. He doesn't want any part to do with that.
You know, before we jump into the very last scene, I love the idea of like found family Christmas and holidays. I love it so much. Like once you get older, I mean, I obviously three of the four of us on this podcast are literal family.
Yeah.
So like we always are going to spend Christmas together and it's like being with friends or whatever. But I love that idea, especially during COVID right now where a lot of people can't make it home. You kind of have to find your family sometimes.
And I mean, awesome. Every single one of them is from somewhere far from New York, right. Except for is Lily.
Lily grew up in New York.
Okay. Lily grew up in New York. Ted was Ohio. Robin was Canada. So like they don't really have too much family. So yeah. Every single holiday they're doing it together. And obviously yeah. makes for good TV.
I love it. Yeah. I love that. It's awesome. That.
Yeah. So good. Every holiday. So that brings us into the last episode and or scene. The last scene, I'm sorry, of the episode. And Lean, I don't know if you noticed this, but
tell
the
me.
Last scene, it's almost like post credits, like right before credits are about to hit, is usually like top five jokes in that episode. The last little bit is always so good.
Yeah.
And of course it delivers here. It's just Marshall with very like I don't even know how to describe the music.
Just
what
like
would you
Christmas
say?
Yeah.
It's Nutcracker. Okay. Every single song is Nutcracker, yeah.
And it's just like slow and meaningful, yeah. And you deserve this, Marshall.
Merry yeah. Christmas.
Just starts digging all five fingers in the bowl immediately yep. into the hand.
I've seen better looking cookie dough.
Yeah, yeah. There's no chocolate well, chips in there.
Let's just say it's been sitting there for a long time.
Yeah, right.
Not even fresh. Because yeah. he says early in the episode, leave the bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
It like comes off when usually it would be like a creamy yeah. thing. It's
like hardened.
Off.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
he's putting dough in his mouth.
It's
at
just
this
like
point.
Raw eggs.
Yeah.
Love that about him.
Season 2, Bang Kill Mary, Marshall, Barney, Ted, what do you do? Go.
Easy.
As they are at this point in the show.
Yes.
Let's go.
I marry Marshall every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is controversial because I like Ted better than Barney, but I'm fucking Barney.
Oh,
and
wow.
And Ted
is
going to get killed only because Barney, if I'm just fucking him, Barney's going to be the best candidate.
He's going to know how to do it.
I'll take the second most popular answer here where I'm going to actually marry Ted and I'm going to kill Marshall. Because Marshall's like fucking like 6 feet. he's gonna be damaged in bed. So. we'll take Neil Patrick Harris.
Your hands are monstrous. What do you expect? You've seen my penis.
I just saw that. I love that.
All right. I'm gonna marry Marshall. I'll be the little spoon. I'm going to bang Ted and I'm gonna kill Barney. And I have to kill Barney. He's too experienced. He might have some. You know,
that is true.
Yeah, I look like an asshole, and he might also have some.
You know, I'll
say problems.
I just passed the episode where Barney was fucking Marshall's cougar teacher professor,
yeah.
And she was like making him, giving him like C minuses, yeah. B's, and stuff. And I was like, this humanizes him. I'm happy.
Yeah,
my name is Luigi. Italian exchange student.
That's the mom from Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, take her home, Paul. We got three unique answers. Who are you siding with?
This is tough as hell. I think I'm going to have to bang Barney because he would never marry me.
True.
At this point.
Yo.
Ooh, this
hey,
is hard.
Yo.
Hey, yo.
Copernicus.
Why don't you navigate yourself? I'm going to go marry Marshall because
bro.
He's been a boyfriend.
Me and Paul, baby.
He's been a boyfriend for what?
Ted will
9 years?
Take care of you, man. Ted will take care of you. He'll get you that
Ted
blue
falls
horn.
In love with anything that walks across
Paul,
the street.
If the game is getting married,
then I won.
Then I won, right?
You've had sex once. How was it?
Yeah, right.
I think I'd have to, as much as it pains me to do, I think I'd have to kill Ted, which is just, I would kill him with his flail. From the
yeah.
Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, from the Renaissance Fair.
Good morrow, Fair. I'm sorry, Kathleen. You'll get there eventually.
It's so encyclopedia. Jokes,
it's so good. But all right, that brings us to the conclusion of our first How I Met Your Mother Christmas special. What's up?
Merry Christmas, everybody. Yeah. We love you, listeners.
Merry Christmas.
Now, Kathleen, will you be continuing from here on out?
I will, because I have challenged myself, and we will be doing Desperation Day for Valentine's Day episode.
Perfect.
in a month and a half.
And then we're also going to follow that up. What season is the St. Patrick's Day one? Because that's a great
episode.
Oh,
that's a really good episode.
That might be season
not,
two.
That's not too far. So,
I think
yeah.
that's later
oh,
okay. this.
Oh, wait. No Tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes.
No
it's
Tomorrow.
Season 3, episode 12. So we can go back. We can go back. It's fine.
I don't know the show at all. I thought it was
No Tomorrow, Ted.
But all right, we'll see you guys next time. That's going to do it for us. If you guys liked what you heard, our podcast is also covered Amazon's The Boys, CW's The 100. What else we doing?
Mandalorian,
Little House, Bly Manor.
We got a bunch of stuff. So go check it out if you like TV. If you're on the World Wide Web, give us a follow on Instagram and Twitter, and hit subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcast.
And we are now on all podcast apps.
Ooh, or anywhere you get your podcast. You hear that? So once again, we are Binge Town TV, and thanks so much for listening.